Dave Davis, Pashas Vayelech, says made sure.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Isai. Appreciate the opportunity to continue talking about a topic that we spoke about a couple of weeks ago. Business Hashem will continue. The inyan of how to overcome challenges and to find true Simchas Achayim. It's quite a big title, big challenge. And I hope I gave over a good start to it on the previous shiur. And it's something that's so important, and the underlying theme, which we've already explained, is that we get a clearer understanding of why whatever happens to us is happening to us, where it's coming from, what we should make of it, and how as a result of that we can actually improve how we feel about everything in life and achieve Simchas Achaim, and we can overcome the difficulties that may face us. So I'd like to do a very, well, reasonably quick chazorah on what we covered last time, because it's so important, and chazorah is so important as well. So the very first point is we started with the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Peches Amud Beis, a very well known Gemara, it's in Gittin as well. Hanelovim ve'enom ovim. People who, if a person experiences ne'elovim, that somebody has shamed them, embarrassed them, hurt them in some way, ve'inam ovim, and they don't give back. Shomim cheposon ve'inam meshivim, they hear the chepo, einam meshivim. Oisim me'ava, they serve Hashem with ahava. Sumeichim be'yisurim, they're someach with yisurin. Aleim akos of oimer, ve'oyavav ketzeis Hashemesh b'gvurosoi. Those who love Hashem and those Hashem loves are Ketzeis Hashemesh Bigvuroso, as powerful as the shining sun when it comes out. We explained that there's an explanation of this, which I heard from Rav Yigal Cohen Shlita in Bnei Brak. I had zechus to meet him recently. He told me this is from Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim explains, I'm going to be Mekatze, we went into more detail last time, we'll just be Mekatze. The main point here is that a person might be hurt and offended, and he might hold himself back, and that's good. But the biggest madrega, the highest madrega, is actually to say thank you, Hashem, to be happy whatever has happened. Somebody did a terrible thing to me, and my reaction is thank you, Hashem. Which, as we said last time, sounds a bit strange if you're not used to this sort of thing. Is this person crazy? Someone's just been insulted him and he ought to, we'd expect he'd give him back good and proper. But instead he doesn't, he just says, Ki'ilu, thank you Hashem, that's a big tova what I've just said. Thank you so much Hashem. Or something else has happened, maybe not from a person. So as we said, a simple example, a tree trunk got in the way of his car. Thank you Hashem. Absolutely fine. We're not talking about where a person did stupid things themselves, which is entirely their silly responsibility, like walking with their closed eyes into a busy road. Obviously, we're not talking about things like that. We're talking about something which is not within a person's basic control. Whatever happens, whether through another human being, whether completely independent of any other people, just happened, the response should be thank you Hashem. And we explained that when a person is doing this, it's not because he's taken leave of his senses, chas v'sholom. He actually knows exactly what he's doing, because there are two basic hashkofas that this is based on, which we all know very well, but we need to actually bring them into practice in our everyday lives for this to work. And those two points, number one, the yediya hashkocha protis. If anybody who's listening to this, I'm not talking about people in here, but people further away listening remotely, they don't really get what Hashkocha Protis is, maybe they don't accept it, then obviously we're not on the right wavelength for that. We all understand Hashkocha Protis, which means simply anything and everything which happens to me any time, any day, any year, whenever it is, any place, is all from one address and one address only, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's from Hashem. And the second Nekuda of Hashkofa, which goes together with this, is Hashem, who loves every single one of us incredibly, more than we can ever realize. We mentioned last time the theme of Avas, Ava Rabba and Avas Olam, which we were both very familiar with. By the way, in the Broch of Ava Rabba, it mentions the word Av, I think Ahava, at least six times, which is quite incredible, because the Brocha is the Birchus Shema, it's like a Birchus HaTorah, and it's infused with the love that Hashem has for us. And Hashem has an Ava Rabba, an incredible, overwhelming love for us, and Avas Olam as well, which means it's always there, it's everlasting. So put these two points together, it's actually very simple and straightforward. Hashem has an overwhelming love for every single one of us, and Hashem is controlling, sending every single event which happens to us in our lives. Therefore, whatever happens to us is coming from Hashem's love. So it must be for our good and benefit, because Hashem loves us so much. Hashem doesn't ever want to do so-called harm. He only wants our good, and therefore whatever happens must be for our good. And if we can understand this, then we're on the right path. Now, I have to concentrate a bit harder, because Baruch Hashem we've got healthy competition from my left with the Selichus, and to focus our minds on it. So the love of Hashem is there constantly at all times for all of us, and is behind whatever happens to every single one of us. We also mentioned last time that if anybody still finds it a rather difficult concept and says, you know, where is it from, perhaps, the answer is very simple, that it's contained in the words of the Shema, as explained by the Mishnah in Brochus. The Mishnah in Brochus, which is Perek Tashi, the first Mishnah, a long Mishnah, Horoim, Mokim, Shanasu, Bo, Nisim, Yisrael, etc. And the Mishnah covers a lot of different inyonim, and halfway through the Mishnah, approximately, Mishnah says, Chayv Odom Mavorich al Oro, Kishem Shem Mavorich al Atoivo. Person has to be Mavorich Hashem, bench Hashem for Ro, Kishem, just like his Mavorich al Atoivo. And where do we learn it from? The Tanna himself goes to the bother to explain it to us. We learn it from the words that we all know so well, etc. And what does v'chol ma'odecho mean? There are two pshatim, and the second pshat the Tanna says, which is why he brings it in this Mishnah, v'chol ma'odecho, v'chol mida u'mida shu'moded l'cho. Every single mida Hashem deals out to you. And that, because it repeats the word mida, it means both what we call mida tova, or what we call mida peronus, either, whatever it is, heve ma'odelo, thank Hashem b'mo'od ma'od, very much. So what this means is, whatever comes our way, whether it appears to us good or not good, thank Hashem very much. That is what the Shema is telling us, and it's a mitzvah to say deraisa, v'ahavta Hashem elokecha b'chol ma'odecho. A simple moshul to clarify it. Imagine on a sunny day, you look out the window, you can see the sun is shining. Imagine my glasses are steamed up, and I look out, and I say, it doesn't look sunny, it's foggy. The Metzias is, it's sunny, the sun is there, just I didn't see it, I didn't get it. It's the same with everything which happens to us. It's all from Hashem, who loves us, and therefore is for our good and benefit, without any exception whatsoever. Hashem never wants to hurt or harm anyone. He only wants to do what is good for us. There are things which might appear and feel to hurt. There is a concept of Yisurim, of course, and we'll deal with that in Yetz Hashem. But we need to know everything, including so-called Yisurim, whether somebody was malivas, whether something happened, a branch fell on my car, somebody damaged my car and didn't leave their card, whatever it is, whatever happened, it's all from Hashem, and it's the best thing that could have happened to me there and then, by definition. It's worth just a brief look in the Gemara in Brochus, which discusses this Mishnah that we've just learnt. And the Gemara says, when the Mishnah says, Chayv Adam Levorech What does it mean? So the Gemara says it can't mean it's the same bracha because there are different brachas for tov and ra. As we know, I'm just trying to be quick about this. So the Gemara says, what it means is to be mekabel so-called yisurin or bad besimcha, which is what we've just said, to be mekabel et besimcha. Then the Gemara brings several psukim from where we can see the same thing can be learnt out from, not only in the words of the Shema, but psukim in various places. Chesed u'mishpot oshiro l'cho Hashem azameiro. Dovid HaMelech says, whether you're dealing with me chesed, which is kindness, or mishpot, which is din, oshiro, I will praise you, I'll sing to you. L'cho Hashem azameiro. Im chesed oshiro, im mishpot oshiro, says the Gemara. That's one limud. Another limud is another posuk in Tehillim, b'Hashem ahalel dovor, b'Elokim ahalel dovor, the posuk says. Whether it's Hashem, midas harachamim, or Elokim, ahalel dovor, it's the same shiro to Hashem, whatever it is. It's another posuk. And there's another kosher shura, it's eso, v'shem Hashem ekro, tzoro v'yogo in emtso, v'shem Hashem ekro, it's the same theme again. So we see it's absolutely clear, there's no question of it, that whatever happens is from Hashem, who loves us greatly, and therefore the correct response is to be v'simcha, or in simple English, thank you Hashem. And we also explained that this is, in the Shema itself, there's some very important points to do with this, because the Shema, first of all, in the Pasuk itself, V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavo b'chol nafshecha b'chol moedecha, says V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha. So we've got it even in that Pasuk itself. We've got Hashem midas harachamim and Elokecha midas hadin. My own little thought about that to add on, I don't know if it's correct, but you know, in Lashon HaKodesh, grammatically, you make something is yours by adding a cha on the end of it. It's yours. And where's the cha added on? Not on the midas harachamim, it's on the midas hadin, Hashem elokecha. I mean, they're both ours. But it's to emphasize, perhaps, that we can actually grow more in our ahavas Hashem and our avodas Hashem when it's midas hadin. Because midas harachamim, everything's going good. So yes, of course we say thank you Hashem, we're grateful. But we don't have a great deal of thought about it, as we can take things for granted. But if we have to struggle and overcome the struggles, we grow from them, we grow from our struggles and nisyonas, then we become even greater. Elokecho, it's your Elokim. And the Shema goes on to say, Vishinantam lovanecho v'dibar tobom, etc. Now all these words we know are darshaned to be referring to Divrei Torah. You have to teach your children well. And belech techov aderech, Divrei Torah is at all places, at all times. And it's also to do the mitzvah, kriya shema b'shoch b'chov kumecho. But Rabbosai, ein mikro yotze midei pshutoi. We've just said, the Torah's mitzvah here, a deraisa, v'ahavtas Hashem elokecho, b'chol mo'idecho, this is such an important yesod, v'dibar tobom. V'shinantum lovanecho, belech techov aderech, at all places, at all times, and teach everybody this, because it's so important that whatever happens to us is only from Hashem, is only for our good, and therefore we say thank you Hashem, whatever happens. And we also mentioned the benefits of this. What are the benefits of this? Well, we've just said it's a mitzvah to say deraisa. It's a big benefit already. Further benefits are that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends such an isayin to a person, and they respond in the right way, Hashem is just waiting to give out to that person more and more brachas. And that's one of the way Hashem does it. And another point, which in a way is the most important point, is that this is very empowering. What does it mean? Person has a so-called negative experience. Something bad happens. Normal human reaction, they're upset. Maybe annoyed with somebody, annoyed with whatever happened, why it happened, upset, maybe even get a bit down in the dumps. My plans don't work out. Just a moment. Why didn't my plans work out? I have a plan, because Hashem had a different plan. Now, whose plan is better, mine or Hashem's? Well, it's no contest. Of course Hashem's plan is better. If Hashem's plan is better, and that's what's taking place, then instead of feeling upset about what's happened, I can feel absolutely fine. Say, Hashem, you're in charge. I had a plan, you've got a different plan, and obviously your plan is greater. I have to be nichna to you, Hashem, because you know what's best for me every moment of the time, And therefore, whatever's happened to me, Hashem, is from you, and I'm okay with that. I've got menuchas hanefesh, or inner tranquility, because I know it's from you, Hashem. And even if it comes through somebody else, I still know it's from you, Hashem. We'll deal with that as well in Yitz Hashem. Once we understand that this is emes lamito, which it clearly is, we've got so many makoros for it, then we can start to see where it applies. And it applies, as we've said, when an event occurs in our life, which maybe ruffled our feathers a bit, or even more than that, that it applies to that we say, thank you Hashem, it's from you. But it doesn't only apply to a single event, it applies to every single part of everybody's life. Starting from the moment they were born, till they reach 120, Be'ezus Hashem. And that means, if a person looks back at their childhood, and thinks, if I would have been born into a different family, a different area, a different neighbourhood, I would have had different siblings, it would have been so much better. If I would have been in a different school, a different yeshiva, if that wouldn't have happened to me when I was younger, I would be much better. It's all a mistake. It's all an error. Because everything which happens to every person at every moment and every part of their life is from one address only, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from Hashem. And therefore, it must be for the best. And Rav Yigal Cohen darshans on the basis of that, he explains the posuk, Vaboteach Ba'Hashem Chesed Yesovavenu, which means as follows. If a person looks back at their life and says, oh, it was really tough and hard going, and yeah, but Im Yetz Hashem be good in the future, that's not the real Boteach Ba'Hashem. If a person looks back at all the hardships and says, thank you Hashem for all those hardships, I know you did it for my good, whether I understand it or not is not the point. I know you did it for my good. Thank you Hashem for the past, and Im Yetz Hashem, likewise, the future will be good. That's chesed yesovavenu, because the person is surrounded by chesed. Behind him is chesed. He looks back, he sees his past was chesed, and in the future, he trusts it will be chesed. That's a real boteach b'Hashem, chesed yesovavenu. Chesed is all around him. We mentioned the point now, but we need to come to the point about yesurin. And I'm very grateful to somebody who was in the shiur last time. He mentioned to me a very important point, that it's all very well saying thank you Hashem if Yisurin come on a person, and it's the right thing to do, as we've said, but we must remember that maybe there's a message there as well. Maybe Hashem is actually telling us something. So just to say thank you Hashem without being misboinen, without contemplating what has happened and maybe why it's happened, obviously we might be missing a very important point that Hashem wants to get to us. For example, Nega Tzoras is called a Nega Tzoras. Rav Shimshon of Phil Hirsch explains the word Nega is like the word Negiah, a touch. A Nega Tzoras is like a tap on the shoulder from Hashem. Excuse me, my dear Reb Yid, I need to point out to you something you're doing is not quite right. That's why you're getting a Nega Tzoras, in order that you realize you're doing something wrong and you can correct it. And of course, when the person does get the message ultimately and correct it, and the nega goes away, as we know, the nega becomes a oineg. The same letters of nega becomes oineg, and he becomes much greater from what he's been through. And that's the purpose of all yisurim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's a message for us, and it may be a message, well, it may not. There's a Gemara in Brochus about this, which I'm sure that you're all familiar with, and the Gemara says, Omar Rovo v'itemo Rav Chisto imroe odom sheyisurin bon olov. If a person sees that lo aleinu yisurim are coming on him, exactly what we're talking about, what should he do? Yifashpesh b'masov. He should examine his deeds. Shenema, as the pasuk says, nach baso derochenu v'nachkeiro v'noshuvo ad Hashem. All right, very extremely appropriate now. Says you may teshuvo. Let's examine our deeds and let's return to Hashem. That should be the reaction if Cholila person has Yisurin. Of course, we've already said, to be Sumeach, to say thank you Hashem, but at the same time to look, is there a message? Pish Pesh Velo Motza. If a person examined his deeds and he didn't find anything, he examined the deed, what's a pshat in Yifash Pesh B'Masov? Because, I think Reb Chaim Volozhin explains, that Hashem always treats us Midah Keneged Midah. So if there is a message in the Yisurin that Hashem is sending, it should be quite easy for us to work out. Yisurin happened in a certain way or a certain part of the body was affected, it must be because there's something wrong there that we need to correct. But if a person did a thorough examination, v'loy motzo, and he couldn't find the reason, yitzle b'bitl Torah, then it's, he should be tole, then it's bitl Torah, he wasn't stark enough in his learning of Torah. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Ashrei ha-gever asher yasrenu ko, happy is the person Hashem is miyaseh, sends yisurin, mitirosecho salamedenu, and teaches from his Torah. V'imtolol v'loy motzo, if he's on a zama dreika, he couldn't even find any mokum that there was bitl Torah, then biyodoshi yisurin shel avohem, then it's quite clear, absolutely, they are what's called yisurin shel ahavo, that's a sign of Hashem's love, shenema, ki as Hashem yehav Hashem yechiach, whom Hashem loves, yechiach, he'll give yisurim to, and there's more about it in the Gemara there, Ayin Shom, Brochus Daf Hei Omed Aleph. The message for us in the context of this shir is that if a yisurin come to a person, lo aleinu, yes, we say, thank you, Hashem, whatever's happened, we know it's from you and it's for my good, but then we have to look into it to see if there's actually an important message that we shouldn't miss, because we mustn't miss the message. Because if the message is there and we actually understand the message and we can improve ourselves, that's the chelek of the love of Hashem towards us to enable us to improve ourselves. There's another aspect of this that I'd like to just speak a bit more about. About Hashgacha Pratis and Bechira, which of course is a famous topic of discussion, difficult topic of discussion. So Gemara in Nida, Daf Tes Zayin Omid Beis. Dorish Rabbi Chanino Bar Popo. Oysa malach ha-mumuna ala heroyon, lai lo shemoi. There's a malach who is appointed for heroyon, for conception, and that malach is called Lailo. V'notel tipo, he brings this drop which is going to eventually form a child. U'ma'amido lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he places it in front of Hashem. V'oymei lefonov, and he says, Rebbeinu Shalom, tipo zu mati oleo. What's going to be the future for this drop, this child? Gibor or cholosh, be strong or weak. Chochom or tipesh, osher or oni. All these characteristics. V'ilu rosh or tzaddik, lo ka'omar. However, the only thing that's not predetermined is tzaddik or rosha, what we call bechira. Bechira to do good or not, that's the only thing that's left to the individual. Everything else is predetermined before the person is born. That's what the Gemara says. Rashi explains, Kol midosov v'koyrosov shel odom boin lo b'gzeres melech, chutz mizu. Except for this, the Gemara Darshan's about Yerushamayim in the same context. Only Yerushamayim, only the choice to do good or otherwise, that's the only thing left to us. Everything else is actually determined beforehand. It's a path we're walking on, which Hashem has already placed for us. And Tosfos also discusses this. And he says the same thing. Everything which happens, he quotes a Gemara we quoted in the last year, Gemara in Chulin, that ein odom nokef etz boy milmato, elohim kein machrizn olov milmalo, that even a little thing like knocking a toe only happens if Hashem had decreed it on that person. Everything which happens to us is decreed from Hashem. And that's very important. So the question of where does our Bechira operate, it operates purely in the realm of to do good or bad. But of course there's many other, let's call it neutral areas in our everyday life where we decide, what time am I going to go to the office? Am I going to go to a shir? Am I going to do this, do that? Which may not appear to be in the realm of the bechira between tov and not tov. And that's part of the fabric of our life, but we also need to know that Be'emes Hashem is completely in charge of everything. And that brings us back to the starting point there. For whatever happens to us, we need to know is from one address and one address only. There's a further important point we've mentioned already and is kedai to just enlarge on a little bit. And that is the point that where this has happened through somebody else and the natural feeling is that person had no right to do that to me. He's a bad person. I'm going to get even with him. That's the natural feeling. we've already explained that that's also from Hashem. It only comes from one address. This is beautifully brought out in the Maaser with Shimi ben Gera, which is in Shmuel Beis. David HaMelech was on the run with his faithful men. He was the Melech, but he was on the run because his own son Avshalom was trying to usurp the throne. He proclaimed himself the Melech, and Avshalom was out to kill his father David HaMelech, so David had to flee with his men. And they were on the run. And they came to a certain place, and a certain man called Shimi ben Gera, from Beis Shaul, came out. Vaistos from Beis Shaul, that they had a grudge against David because he had replaced Shaul as the king. And he came out, and a terrible thing happened. Vaisakel, but he came out, his name was Shimi ben Gera, Yotze Yotzo Uma Kalel. He was cursing David HaMelech. Vaisakel Ba'avonim es David, and he threw stones at David and all his men. He was cursing and throwing stones. Now let's understand, David was still the Melech. Morid b'malchus, if a person comes in the presence of the king and doesn't bow down fully, that's called Morid b'malchus already, it's Chayv Misa. So this, and to be Mekalel, even a head yot, is also a very serious Aveiro. This Shimi ben Gera was being Mekalel, David Melech Yisrael, a terrible thing to do. So David's general, Avishai ben Tzruya, says, shall I go and deal with him? David says, no. He says, Hashem omalo lekalel. Hashem told him to be mekalel me, leave him alone. This is from Hashem. And David HaMelech says further, perhaps ulai yir Hashem ba'oni, Hashem will see my difficulties, I'm on the run from my son, v'heshiv Hashem li tovo tachas kilolosi hayom hazeh. And in place of responding to this klolo, Hashem will give me a brocha instead of that. This was David HaMelech's response to that situation. Not what right has he got, deal with him. But it's from Hashem, only from Hashem, one address and one address only, it's from Hashem. And we learn from here, by the way, something very important, which there's a number of stories going around along this line, that at a time when a person has been very embarrassed by somebody else, if instead of responding, they daven, it's a time which is mesugal for that tefillah to be accepted. And if they give a brocha to somebody, it's a brocha that will be accepted as well, instead of responding in the so-called normal way to that. And then we see from there, David HaMelech davened to Hashem instead of responding to the situation. That was his response, to daven to Hashem. And he came back to the Malchus. And as Chazal tell us, I saw it, and the Chofetz Chaim says this, Shmir Saloshan, he says, not only that, but Chazal tell us that because of this, David HaMelech was zoche to become Regel Revi, B'merkovo, whatever that means, we don't really know, but a very, very great schar he got for what he did. And we can learn from here that to respond in such a way is the best way. So Meredik Meiser, that I read quite recently when I was researching this topic, that there was a big public lecture, I think it was in Eretz Yisrael, a ladies' lecture, and a very large crowd in a very large hall, I don't know how many hundreds of people came, and a certain lady went up onto the podium to start delivering her shiur. Before she could start, someone in the audience stood up, a big, powerful woman, and started screaming abuse at her. What right have you got to give us a drosha? You've ruined my life. This poor woman on the stage didn't know what hit her. And this big woman, she somehow got hold of a microphone. Everybody heard what was being said, and she's going on and on about it. This woman on the stage is getting smaller and smaller, shriveling into nothing. And she doesn't know what it's about, and she goes off the stage and goes into a back room and is, of course, crying with tears. And friends come to say, what's going on? She says, I don't know who this woman, I've never heard her, but look what's happened. She says, I don't know what's going on. Anyway, they try to comfort her, and she's crying and crying, and then suddenly she says, bring such and such a lady to me. She's here. So and so, the daughter of a friend of mine, someone I know. So they look out, rush out, find this woman, bring her to her. And she says, I know from your mother that you haven't got children yet, and you're longing, you've been married for quite a long time. I'm giving you my bracha now in this situation, Mi'ez Hashem, you'll be benched with children. And Toch Shono Shitaka had a child. And this is the same inyan. They asked her, how could you do such a thing? What did you know it from? Samchenu Kimosi Nisonu was her response. A posuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give us a simcha through a time when we're afflicted. As we know, we learn it from David HaMelech, that he davened at the time and he was being cursed by Shimon ben Gera. So say, and there's other stories similar to that as well. Let's go on. Sefer HaChinuch, in the mitzvah, the issa of lo sikon v'lo sitar in Parshas Kedoshim, it's also to take revenge. Sefer HaChinuch says, do you know why it's also to take revenge? Because it's the wrong address. Somebody did something bad to you. You think you've got to get him back? It's the wrong address. It's not from him. It's from Hashem. That person might be a shliach. Maybe that person did something wrong and he's got a din v'cheshbon towards Hashem. Yes, okay. But the gabbai you, forget about it. If you go after him, that's the wrong address. It's from Hashem. You've got to think, why has Hashem sent me this? What's the message for me? And also, as we said before, that the best response to it is to be someach b'yisur and to say, thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, that this has happened, both because it gives me the opportunity to reflect on maybe what I need to correct in myself, but simply also because you're giving me brachas. And as we said before, when we've got this attitude based on these hashkofas, which we all understand, that we say, thank you, Hashem, whatever happens, it empowers us to actually be happy whatever happens to us in our life. We see the same yesod by Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik, after the kavura of Yaakov Avinu and the brothers came back, and they started getting worried. They thought, Kolzman Yaakov was alive, Yosef was very nice to us, but now Yaakov's dead, maybe he's going to get revenge. And they came, and they were Meshanim Ipnei HaSholom, and they said, Avicha Tziva, your father commanded, be very nice to us, and so on. And Yosef HaTzadik, he said, Chas V'Sholom, don't worry about it. He says, V'atol la'atem shalachtem osi heino. You haven't sent me here. You think that you are responsible that I came to Mitzrayim? Not at all. Ki olakim. Hashem has sent me here for the reasons to make me the Prime Minister and to do everything I'm doing for you. Says the Sephorno. That posuk was when the brothers first revealed, was Yosef first revealed himself to the brothers. He said, it's not you that sent me here. The later thing, where the brothers came to Yosef and asked for forgiveness, then Yosef said, sorry, it's the wrong posuk. He said, Al tiro'u, don't be afraid, ki asachas elikim oni, I'm not instead of Hashem. Atem chashavtem olai ro'o, elikim chashavo l'tovo. And here the Sephorno says, ki omnom hayisem shuluchov bozeh, you are only shlichim of Hashem in this. Whatever your kavonos were, maybe you have to think about it, maybe you have to do tshuva. That's not my business, that's your business. My business is, you're shluchim of Hashem, b'li sofek, as it says earlier, the posuk we just quoted, la'atem shlachtem osi heinok yelukim. So we see also the same yesod here. Yosef HaTzadik is telling us, and it's recorded in the Torah for us to know for all times, that when something like this happens, it's la'atem, it's not the person, it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Sefer Toma Devora, it says as follows, to save time, a free-running translation. Persian should think about his avonos and want to improve and think about if things, so-called bad things happen. And then he goes on to say, what are the best yisurim in the world that a person could endure that will not disturb him from avodas Hashem? There's nothing better than if somebody else is mecharef, mevazeh, and megadef him. Somebody else lays into him good and proper and really insults him and embarrasses him big time. That's the best possible yisurim to have. Why? Because it doesn't reduce his physical strength like an illness. Doesn't make him ill. Doesn't make him less hungry. Might do for a few minutes, but not overall. Doesn't spoil his clothes. Doesn't damage his pocket, his money. Nothing is changed in him. Doesn't cause any damage to him nor to his family. He's upset inside, but that's it. So he said, if so, Persian should be chofetz with such yisurin. And he should say, I don't need to be afflicted in other ways. I don't need fasting and sackcloth, which weaken me from avodas Hashem. Don't need any of those. Better to have this suffering. Why? Because this kind of suffering is an amazing Yeshua. The Mechaber says, we mentioned this last time, but we didn't have time for the Mishnah Berurah. Mechaber says in Resh Chof Beis, Birchas Hodas HaTov Vara, Chayv Adam Levorich Al Ara, Bedas Shleimo V'Nefesh Chafetza, Kederach Shem Levorich B'Simcha Al HaTov Vara. We mentioned this before. Person is Mechuyev to bless Hashem, to be Mevorich for bad, with Das Shleimo Nefesh Chafetza, happily, wholeheartedly, in the same way as a person says a Brocha in Simcha for good things which happen. Because Ra La'ov De Hashem is for them a Simcha and a Tova, since it's Makabel Ba'ava, what Hashem has decreed, it's found that by being Makabel, this Ra, he's being Ovid Hashem, which is a Simcha for him. Right, quite deep words of the Mechaber. Mishnah Berurah says, why is he Mavarech Al Hara with Simcha and Lev Chafetza? Because Be'emes Kala Yisurim Bein Beguf Bein B'Mamun, any Yisurim of any sort, is all a Kapara for Avonus. So a person doesn't chalila have to suffer later on in the next world, where the onesh is far greater, as brought in Divrei Chazal. And in the Dishu, he brings a note here from the Chofetz Chaim in the Sefer Shem Olam. He says, even if a person can't find that he did anything wrong that he can match up these Yisurim with, like we said before the Gemara, there's concept of Yisurim Shel Ahava. He says many times the Yisurim are a nisoyon to see if we'll be omed them to be mekabel ba'ava. Thank you, Hashem. Shelo levata me'avodas avuram, not to be bottled from avodas Hashem, because it's the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to test tzadikim with nisyonos in order to increase their reward. Rabbosai, we might be a bit bold and add on, not only tzadikim, but we can all be zeiche to such things in our lives as well, if we understand when things happen not according to our wishes and our plan, that it's only from Hashem who loves us, and it's all for our benefit. So let's just briefly summarize. Just one more. Maimah Chazal, Gemara in Chulin, Omar Reb Shua ben Levi, Kol HaSameach B'Yisurin Sheba'in Olov. Everybody who's besimcha with Yisurin that come on him, maybe Yeshua la'olam, brings the Yeshua to the world. Shenem, as the Pasuk says, Bohem olam v'noisha, that the world is saved through these Yisurin. So let's just summarize what we've learnt and what we need to take with us into our lives and tell other people as well, share it, is that whatever happens to us is only from Hashem. There's no mistakes, there's no errors, there's no omissions. Every single thing, every minute of every day, from the beginning to the end of one's life, is only from Hashem. And it's only from Hashem, who loves every one of us with an overwhelming love far greater than we can understand and appreciate, and therefore is only for our good. Therefore, whatever happens to us, we should say, thank you, Hashem, for what you have given me. We should look into it, maybe there's a lesson to it, but the main thing is, thank you, Hashem, and we should take that forward with us in Yirat Hashem, and we should have a good, successful Aser Simei Teshuva in Yirat Hashem. Don't worry, there's still time. It's not too late to jump on and finish doing Teshuva in Yirat Hashem. We got to Yom Kippur, but the other, maybe even after. We wish you all a Gemach Chasima Tova, a good Gebench Tiyo.
Yeah.